Welcome to the Nerdy Old Men Podcast, the greatest nerd, geek, and pop culture podcast in history, with your host, Redneck Wes.
He keeps screwing up, people. God.
And that old bald man, Chad.
Come on, man, this is a fun place. Don't be a...
Hey, everybody, welcome to Season 2. Big number 2 for this crazy stuff we do on Fridays.
I'm glad you got the right season this time.
Yeah, I screwed that up. I hope you all like the new intro and the new intro quotes. Hey, this is the old bald man, Chad, with the Nerdy Old Men Podcast with good old Redneck Wes across the way. How you doing, man?
I've been in trouble all morning, so let's see how the day goes.
Yeah, I get my mail there. It's okay. It's not a bad place thing. Hey, season two, episode one. I can't talk at all.
He's
carry over from last time, but here we are, man.
And, who'd have thunk it, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't think about it either. But you know what? What we're going to talk about today is an idea that our buddy, the King of Bricks, Pat, gave us, which was what we kind of transformed into our nerd origin story, because every good hero and villain has a origin story.
Yes.
So, you know, we asked on our Facebook page some ideas of from folks on what their origin stories. We had a few people talk about that, and so we're gonna kick that around a little bit.
We ask our guests all the time what got them into it, and we've never really got them.
Yeah, exactly right. But you know, it little segment we've been kind of doing, which is you know, what's going on in your world of nerd
early geekdom? Early morning BS.
Yeah, nerd geekdom, man. I'll start with that. Looking forward to the 1/6 scale Mondo Hordak should be coming in pretty soon.
Lord, he's going to get another case for the man cave.
Hey, stand by. PowerCon was last week, which is...
Yes, it was.
I think it was last week, and that's the Master of the Universe Con. So... Mondo released prototype images, and they had them in their cases there, of a freaking 1/6 scale Battle Cat. It's bigger than my real cats. I don't know where I'm going to put it, but I got to get it because I'm on board with it. So that's supposed to be coming out sometime next year, and so is She-Ra. So they're going to have the first female 1/6 scale.
Well, now they had done, what year was it? A couple years ago, they had released some She-Ra figure, or they had prototypes of them or something, because I remember...
Yeah, but the Mondo 1/6 scale, they had like an artist rendering of it, but now they've got an actual prototype that they showed, so it's going to be coming out. So my purchasing of any toys from my collection has stopped, because I have to save for those coming out, because in October this year, it is October coming up, but when they're going to release another Scareglow, but it's looking like the original Scareglow. And I'm a big Scareglow fan, so I got to get that guy.
Got to get that one.
Yeah, now last week they released the PowerCon exclusive Hordak, which is the old color, the blue and stuff like that.
Yes.
But I didn't want that one. He's not my
favorite. You want the gray and black one?
I got the what they're calling the more realistic line from, because, I mean, if you look at them, in the case, they hark back to the old, but they're...
Yeah, so, a little more.
They're also supposed to be releasing a trap jaw, which ought to be pretty scary.
Is he going
to
have like all the different arms? I hope so,
but I hope he's just scary looking like some of these that they...
Well, if it's like the Merman and the Skeletor,
sick,
it should look really good.
Sick.
But I just hope it's got the interchangeable arms. Just
I'm sure that it will. So they've released those things and talk about...
I wonder
some
if
other
they'll
stuff.
Do one, because in the cartoons, like, he'd always have like the laser gun. And He-Man was always bending the barrel.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll do like a bent barrel.
You know, and yeah, that'd be awesome. One more thing that that they are going to release that they were talking about is a new He-Man. And they're gonna, what are they going to call it? I don't know what they're going to, a deluxe He-Man, which will be good for people that got into collecting the line late, because now you got to pay premium for He-Man. So they're going to re-release the same figure, but it's going to have, what they're saying is they're going to have three different sets of accessories. So you can get the classic regular He-Man, the battle damage or battle armor He-Man.
Yeah, where
you can
switch
it out.
Spin,
right,
yeah.
Or the thunder punch. He-Man, which I've got the vintage of all of those, but it'd be neat to do that. And if they do that, I will get it and do the battle damage one because I think it's cool. So
it always the art for that always
looked really good. Yeah, so their engineers are apparently trying to figure out if they can make
real spin.
It'll work like that, but I don't know that it will with being interchangeable like that. So
maybe just like the
just
have a different plate that would be damaged.
Right. Maybe. The Masters of the WWE Universe line that they did has some battle damage. A couple different characters. I think Macho Man Randy Savage is one that I've got it up there. But it's plates. You switch out the plates, but anyway. So that, I mean, that's kind of something I'm super pumped about and excited. But
Chad's a little excited over here.
I freaking like. I just do. I like that stuff. But I like the Mondo stuff now. It sucks. It's expensive. But they're so cool, and they're like the toys I wish we had as a kid because they're just so edgy, you know, and a whole lot more cool. But, you know, I mentioned the WWE Universe figures. Well, tonight is
SmackDown.
That's right. You're in Knoxville.
First time in 20 years I've been to live wrestling.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Wes is, you know, like the episode we had about modern wrestling and Redneck Wes's ruthless aggression against it. He's, I think he's going to get his mind changed tonight. So
I don't know if it's going to be 605 on the station, WTBS. The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes going to come in here and wrestle for an hour. Yeah. Get funky like a monkey on you. Show you what's going on, Daddy.
That's right.
I don't know. I'm cautiously optimistic, but I don't know. I tried to sit down and watch it on TV, and I was just like, nah.
You got to let it go. You got to let go of the preconceived notice. Well, I mean,
they didn't do anything. They talked and talked and talked, and I'm like, okay, we're back to 1996 here. The Monday Night Wars were going on, and we got to talk for 2 hours.
Well, there isn't much of that, no. And SmackDown's a two-hour show now. Even though the tickets say it started at 7:30, so they'll probably have some sort of pre-show thing.
I think there's a couple of dark matches. A
couple of matches earlier or something like that.
That's usually the way they would do. And then, you know, it's like some developmental stuff, I believe. Right, probably so. You know, and it's also Jim Cornette's birthday. So happy birthday, Jim.
Yeah, that's right.
So we're going to try to get on TV with that one.
Yeah, there you go.
So I don't know how many people I'll make mad. So, Jim, if you're listening, I mean, I know you're a busy man with your podcast and everything. If you're listening, happy birthday.
But origin stories of our nerd geekdom, right? All right. So why don't you start? Can you think back? You know, we've discussed some of these things before, how we got into certain things, but we always, like you're right, we always ask our guests, you know, how did this start for you? So let's kind of give that a little bit of insight for us here.
The first thing that I can really remember as a kid, and I mean, we're talking probably 1980, somewhere around in there.
Right.
I can remember my mom had got me some puzzles. Cause I'm a big puzzle guy. I loved working puzzles.
Right.
And I had this one, and it was probably, I don't know, 2.5 by 18 inches. Mm. It was a Spider-Man puzzle. Ah. And it had a picture of Spider-Man on the back. It was it was a Ditko Spider-Man, which was really cool. And I remember working that puzzle for hours and hours. And then, you know, you'd take paper and trace Spider-Man on the back.
Yes, yeah.
You know, I was trying to learn how to draw Spider-Man. I can't draw stick figures. And, you know, we'd trace Spider-Man. And just work that puzzle. I mean, pieces like started to get ragged.
Yeah.
Because it was a paper puzzle.
Yeah, you keep doing it over and over.
And then she had got me two wooden puzzles. I don't know if you remember those. When mm-hmm. You know, is that kind of like pressed particle board?
Yeah.
One was a Superman puzzle.
Yeah.
And one was a Batman puzzle. I mean, there were a lot of pieces, you know, for helping you build motor skills and stuff. But I can remember playing with those and working those puzzles over and over and over and over again. And that was kind of like the first thing. I was like, oh, superheroes are cool, you know, because they're, you know, this is like the classic Superman Batman, where it's, you know, the bright blue and red, the blue and gray for Batman. And that being something that really caught my attention. And then, you know, in 81, I believe, there was a Spider-Man cartoon, 83, Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
Right.
And then we got reruns of Super Friends.
Yeah.
You know, that I think that started like in the late 70s, like 78, somewhere in there. But one that I didn't completely understand everything that was going on, but it was just really cool because I can remember Star Wars.
Yeah.
Pretty much, I want to say I vaguely remember Empire, but, you know, Jedi was ours because, you know, being 1983. But Thundar the Barbarian.
Thundar the Barbarian, yes, sir.
I just remember that being like the coolest cartoon.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand because, you know, back then they wouldn't play shows in order, you know, because they're cartoons, nobody cares.
Right.
And kids sit down, bowl cereal, and watch it. But trying to figure out what was going on because they were so out of sequence and trying to piece the story together.
Right.
And I just remember that being like, just being fascinated with that cartoon. And, you know, like I said, you know, you had Spider-Man, Amazing Friends, and Super Friends. But Thundar always stuck out as just...
So, superheroes were really your start.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and knowing you for so long, that seems to be kind of your home base of the nerd geekdom
world. Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely a Marvel guy. But... also like to read a lot, and I can remember there was a grocery store in town called White Stores.
Yeah.
And they had a spinner rack, and I can remember going to the store with Mom, and she would this is back when you know, hey, Mom, I'm going to look at comics, and you just wandered off from your mom. Yeah. She didn't, you know, they didn't freak out, you know, because you were in the store by yourself.
Right.
You know? And it was over towards the frozen food section.
Right.
So she would get everything that she needed for supper or whatever, grocery shopping she was doing. She'd come through. When she got to there, I knew it was time to go.
Yep, time to go.
Time to go. But I would sit there and all the different comic books.
Yeah.
You know, Batman, Superman, Spider-Man. God, I wish I'd had them now. Yeah. I actually still have one Batman that I got off the spinner rack from White Stores. And I have at least one G.I. Joe that came off... Off that spinner, and I'd love just to have the spinner rack.
That would
be cool. But that was something I can really remember because, you know, you just get a comic and you'd sit on the floor and read.
Yep.
And then later on, you know, you got into, which I always liked the Arthurian legends and, you know, things of that nature. So when I found Tolkien, I mean, that was it.
And then that
led into Dungeons and Dragons, and
here we are.
Here we are doing a podcast.
You know, you talk about sitting in the floor reading I used to do that at Shelby's. Remember Shelby's?
Oh, yeah. Story?
Because my grandson.
I actually used to work Shelby's for Pepsi when I first started.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
My granddad, my hero, Joe, I would spend every day with him, and we'd go down there he'd let me go over and I'd read through the
some he'd of the go comics talk and yeah. BS
well,
with the old guys.
I'd go and sit with the old guys with him too. But when it was time to go get him the groceries, I'd ask him if I can go look at the comics and the magazines. Yeah, go ahead. And every now and then I remember getting some G.I. Joes.
Mm.
They're the G.I. Joes that had,
Was it Tales of G.I. Joe, which were the reprints?
I don't remember, but there was ones in particular that had like, talked about the different characters, and then there was some that talked about their equipment, like the vehicles and stuff like that. I can't remember what that was.
That sounds like either the yearbooks or the there's probably some kind of technical manual that I think so.
Because what reminded me of it, I was watching Mike's House of Comics live stream last night for a little bit, and he had some DC Who's Who's issues on there.
Marvel used to do a book like that.
Yeah, I'm mixing my genres together. It seemed like G.I. Joe did some of that too.
There was probably some kind of tech manual.
But
I know there was the yearbook. I mean, comics back then, you know, they would have several ongoing series at the same time.
Yeah.
So, because I know I didn't realize until later on when I really started collecting comics, like Tales of G.I. Joe was actually reprints of earlier G.I. Joe, you know, like.
I think I didn't know that till you just told me. Learn something every day.
We try to be educational here on the podcast. But
yeah, you know, you thinking back, and I'll jump in here. You know, episode 4, Star Wars, you know, was literally came out when we were born.
I was born in March. It came out in May. So, yeah.
I was born in May. So, May was a hell of a month.
It was.
But, you know, in my head, I think I remember my father telling me that I got to see, quote unquote, see that movie in the theaters because I was an infant. And I think he took me because he liked Star Wars.
Yeah.
And, so Empire, I vaguely remember.
I remember parts of it.
I probably went to the theater with him to see it. It's funny. I went to these crappy last three movies. I went with him to see a couple of them. Me and him and Meet Shield J went, my brother. But again, going back before I go down the rabbit hole of that, but Return of the Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going and seeing it with my Uncle Brent, who is just a few years older than me. My grandparents on that side had several kids, so he's only, I don't know, 7-8 years old. I don't remember exactly, but I remember going to the little theater in La Follette, mm-hmm. and getting dropped off with Brent and going to watch Return of the Jedi because we played with some of the toys. He was a little bit older than to be playing with the toys, but he would, you know, when I'd go over there, sometimes he'd play with me with some of my toys.
He was your dealer.
Yeah, I guess a little bit. But I remember my parents, and I was blessed because of they did buy me some Star Wars toys, which some of these guys sitting over here on my shelf over here are my original. Actually, mm-hmm. those are all my original Star Wars guys. So I think Star Wars is what got me into this world of imagination stuff. I've mm-hmm. always been a sci-fi guy. You know, and maybe that's why I like Masters of the Universe so much is because it has a sci-fi element to it.
I remember walking into Rose's department store there in La Follette. Mom went, Mom, I'm going to the toys, you know, because you just, you didn't have no money, but, you know, you go, it was cool to look.
Yeah.
And I remember walking in, and it was right when Masters had released, you know, and the first figure I saw was He-Man, and it was like a whole wall of He-Man. And I'm just like, that axe is so flipping cool.
Yeah.
He's got a shield. Yeah. There's a sword. Yeah. And it was just like, it was one of the few times, like, you know, I was like, and she's like, okay. And then I can't remember. It was a couple bucks for He-Man figure back then, which, you know, still that was a lot. But I remember we went over to my mama's house afterwards. She was dropping something off or checking on her or something. I can't remember, but I remember I was just like, oh gosh, this is so cool.
Yeah.
And my buddy Michael Marshall lived across the street and he had got one. So we were just, we couldn't cross the road back then, because we were too little, but, we're sitting there like, look what I got. But it just being one of those things, it was just like,
but yeah.
40 years later,
I still love it. And, but I mean, it went from Star Wars for me because that was my thing, man. I loved Star Wars as a kid. That's what I got for birthdays and for Christmas mm-hmm. for a little while. And then it switched into G.I. Joe and
Transformers.
He-Man. Now, I wasn't a whole lot in the Transformers, but He-Man and things like that. But, building that love of this type of stuff, I probably started with Star Wars. Probably started with my dad taking me to those movies and encouraging my desire to like this stuff, Hell, I remember going to get my hair cut at a place there in La Follette. And I mean, I was a very lame, good kid, so I didn't really complain about anything, but I remember them saying, the hairdresser was like, well, now you better be good or Darth Vader will come. And I'm like,
cool.
I'll go with him, because I'll join the dark side. It's cool. But, so I liked that stuff. And then the Saturday morning cartoons, and we've had an episode about that in general.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do some about the specific shows because you could dig into that
big time.
But man, that was the stuff, dude. That was the absolute stuff. G.I. Joe and Transformers, which was a good show. Even though I wasn't big into the toys, it was a good show, and Master of the Universe, and that stuff just just built up and built up, right? And for me, I guess, going from science fiction, Star Wars, Star Trek and stuff, and liking medieval type stuff like you're talking about, the Arthurian legend, things like that, that brought me to Masters of the Universe. And I think that's why I still like it so much, because it's a cross between the two. And then that pushed me into Dungeons and Dragons, which is where we've been forever, you know. And I think that those experiences, and the fact that my folks, and I'm sure yours were the same way, they never discouraged me from liking what I like.
Yeah.
You know, it was okay to like what I like. And then I have done that for my kids. And I know you have for yours. I mean, it's okay to like what you like, and that's cool, but.
Well, I don't know if you had this, like, cause like growing up, my dad, they played baseball all the time.
Yeah.
And not knowing early on that I needed glasses. Cause I don't know, the year that I played Little League, you know, down at the rec center, they had the concrete bleachers that went up the side of the hill.
Right.
Well, it's hard to pick a baseball off of that. You know, and I was so little, you know, I'd go out right field, you know. And, you know, you'd get ball hit out there and you couldn't see it.
Can't see it, yeah.
And so that was real discouraging. That, you know, I'm going to go read a comic or, you know.
Yeah.
You know, sitting here reading The Hobbit. And you know, dad's wanting to play ball. And I'm like, I like playing ball, and I'm decent. I'm not good. And then got older and got into football. Which everybody's like, he's going to get killed. You know? Yeah. But it was funny that I ended up liking football better than baseball, which my dad was really – he really wanted me to play baseball. But it's like that's how I met you. Jason, Terrence, right. Yep. You know, and, guys, and, yeah. And we found, you know, our
mutual group, love of yeah, this stuff. Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was like, okay, so I went the right way.
Right way, yeah.
But, you know, dad never discouraged me playing football. Mom was scared to death.
But did they didn't discourage you in this stuff?
No. Well, I mean, they're dad okay didn't with understand it. You know, he's like,
right, yeah.
But, okay, whatever. He's, you know, because, and dad now, I can remember, like when I got Castle Grayskull, and you know, you've got,
yeah,
you know, a bunch of different master figures. You know, dad would get down in the floor and you know, he'd be yeah. the bad guys, or you know, he'd.
Well, I mean, I mean, the thing about it is it's like, and I think we should do an episode about that, about how that era and those toys were badass.
Oh, incredible.
And we're okay with that.
Yes.
And now it's that would be frowned upon. And I don't want to get in there now, because I think we should do an episode yeah, about that.
But
you want to hear me rant, that'll be the day that I rant.
But dad would get down in the floor, you know, like we'd have Castle Grayskull all set up and we'd, you know, have a big fight. But yeah. He never said, well, this is dumb or this is.
That's good.
He's like, why do you, he didn't understand stuff like Star Wars, okay, whatever, guy in a black suit, red sword, he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
You know, why is there a walking carpet? you know, but it was one of those things that, you know, he's like, okay, I don't get it, but you do, so.
Well, you know, I mean.
And I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, like, my dad had watched Star Trek.
I can remember dad watching Star Trek when it was on TV.
Back in the day. And so he introduced me to that. And I always loved the old Trek. Sci-fi was it's still my thing. I really like it. But, you know, I guess, you know, it's nice to have a geek nerddom origin story that where your parents support you. You know, we asked a thing.
And they didn't die and I have to avenge them or, you know,
right,
something.
Yeah, you know, we talked on. On Facebook, we had a little bit of interaction prior to the show about it, and Ty Taylor, one of our fans, said that he remembers his mom. Let's see what he said. Mom showed me episode 4 back when it was just Star Wars, before it was A New Hope, when TIE fighters had strings, you know? And
why is there a square around it?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Yeah.
another thing he said, which is a cool story, is he remembers watching it on CBS Sunday nights. I guess they would re-show it.
They would.
Yeah. And it says, Mom would stock up on all the clearance items after Christmas at Sparkle, which is a very small Walmart in Alabama, he said. And next Christmas, he was flush in Falcon Slave 1s and Tie Fighters. Hey, that's Mom's got some sense, now. Buddy. I'll tell you what, man. I like that, you know. He also says here, let's see. One of the last things he showed her was the trailer for Rise of Skywalker. And she says she got excited when she seen Lando come back, you know.
Coolest man in the universe. Yeah, which, Earth Galaxy.
Yeah, and that's cool, man. And thinking about way back when, because, I mean, and that's something I wanted to do about this episode. I wanted people out there, when they listen to this, to think about where this stuff started for you, okay? Some of you, it may be relatively recently. You know, maybe you weren't into it. But for us, it's been a lifelong thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't remember
not
doing it. You know, so I had to think about it. I was like, when did it start? Well, I don't know.
When you suggested this one, the puzzles were the first thing that came, because I can just remember. But, you know, I'm sitting here looking over at your shelf, you know, and the superpowers.
Heck yeah.
Toys. I remember, you know, and that's what made me think of the Super Friends, but, you know, Star Wars. Some of the older cartoons, like I remember the Herculoids, yeah. And that was one of those cartoons that was just kind of weird, but it was that cross between, you know, like the barbarian fighter and technology, you know, right. So you had this kind of a mixture of both. And the Thundar, I've already talked about, you know, the Sun Sword was just flipping cool, you know.
Yeah.
It's basically a lightsaber, but...
well, you know, a lot of that stuff, they did
when
mix
they borrowed.
They borrowed some ideas back and forth, you know.
But it's funny that if you... Like, you know, like I said, I like the Arthurian legends, and if you go back, Joseph Campbell, who was really... the expert on the Arthurian legends, he was giving a presentation one time, and he said something about how George Lucas was the greatest student he never had, because George loved his stuff. He had read Campbell, and if you look at Star Wars is basically Arthurian legends. It's just set in outer space.
Yeah.
And I think that's why, you know, it kind of resonates, because the basic stories, but it, you know, you can take that story and put it into Dungeons and Dragons, or you can put it into a superhero, you know, like the hero's journey. Look at Spider-Man.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting is, I'm glad, and it's one of the things that one of the reasons we do this show is not that there's a lack of it in the world today, which is cool, but we don't ever have to let any of that go just because we're mid-40s, you know what I mean? we don't have to do that. And I remember, like, maybe the last toy I bought as a kid.
What was it, like 30 minutes ago or something?
Well, as a kid.
Oh, as a kid. Okay, we qualified.
Was a, and I've got one of my own. It's up here, the Storm Shadow in, like, the camo.
Mm-hmm.
The white and black camo.
That was the re-release of Storm Shadow when he became Joe.
Right. I bought two of them and gave one to Terrence as a Christmas gift back then when we were...
I think he still has that.
He does.
He?
I got a picture of me and him and
it. I thought
But that was, I think that was the last one. And thinking back on that, it's kind of sad. But I was during that era, it was in that age group where you kind of shoved that stuff off to the side a little bit. But again, now shortly after that, we met up and started playing D&D. So
we still drag you back in. And then
at that time, we were buying little computer toys, miniatures for the games, you know.
Yeah, boxes full of those.
But, you know, I mean, even...
Not painted.
Even as a... Even, yeah, because you're that guy and you
I don't have time to paint. I'm sorry.
I'll paint them for you if you bring them over here. I swear
I'll never
will.
See them again.
No, whatever, dude. I paint
back,
this.
You're backlogged, dude. I'm sitting here looking at three or four that's not painted.
I do that when I get
I'm making 3D models for you now. Shut up.
I made you... I painted your freaking thing. God, jeez, he's...
Can't make him
dude.
Happy.
He can't make you happy.
Oh.
But, you know, there was a time where I'd still like to, you know, when, even as a kid and a young adult, I'd still go and look in the toy aisle just to see what was out there, man.
Oh, yeah, we've all done that.
You know, and then there's that time frame, like, this sucks. This stuff is awful.
Okay, that brings a story to mind. Our moment of silence for Toys R Us.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I remember we were in Knoxville, and I persuaded my dad and mom to take we stopped at Toys R Us.
Yes.
I don't
out know. East or out west? You remember?
I believe it was the one out east.
Okay.
That's the
OG one.
Yeah, right? That always had like the good stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't remember exactly what it was we were looking for, and I had a little bit of money on me, and I never will forget this. It was, and Cosplay Cody will get a kick out of this because it was, they had released the original Ninja Turtle toys.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I bought all of them, like all four turtles.
Yeah.
And my mom was kind of, you know, you're a little old. I'm like, these are cool. And so I get up to pay, and the lady says something about it. And I'm like, hey, Mom, do you think James will like these? Because James is my first name.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she just looks at me and goes, I think he will. Because I was a little embarrassed, yeah, you know, because you get the bad, you know, I'm a big boy, but I want Ninja Turtles.
So, well, they're freaking Ninja Turtles, man.
But they're still somewhere at Mom and Dad's. You need to find
those, put them on a shelf in your room, dude.
Well, dude, I don't have a room. I have little girls that have taken over the entire house.
At least obtain them. I'm sure Cosplay Cody would put them on display for you.
Cosplay Cody would never give them back.
Yes.
But it was one of those things that I don't know why that made me think of that, but it was so neat. But that may have been the last, you know, toy I bought as a quote unquote kid.
Right.
But it was, I still had all the parts and man, I had all the little weapons rack and everything. Gosh, now I'm gonna have to go find them.
Yeah, you gotta go find them. See, yeah, that's.
I'm gonna end up like Terrence and have like.
No, you won't ever end up like him. But you know, I was just thinking about that kind of stuff when we talked about this, and like we had a little interaction with some folks like Ty talking about his stories and things like that, and you know, I guess. You carry that stuff on too, because like my brother, Michelle J likes the stuff that he does because I introduced him to it.
You got all your hand-me-downs.
Yeah. Well, I introduced him to it. Now he was a
Power Ranger guy.
Yeah. He's a Power Ranger guy. He's a 90s kid. So he was a Power Ranger guy. But before that, I mean, some of these toys I've got on display in my room here now, he played with, and luckily he didn't break them. But, I still want to know where half my freaking superpowers guys are, Jay. but anyway, not that I'm bitter about it or anything, but
we're just missing capes and you know.
I know. But no, that, and that's another way, another origin thing is, you know, passing that stuff on to siblings or your kids, obviously, especially so like that too.
But when the girls were really little, when streaming services became a thing, you know, the first one I got was Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
Yeah, obviously.
And so one of the first costumes that Kaylee made was Firestar.
Yeah.
Because
you told that story because somebody, was it the voice actor for the cartoon that you met? It was
the lady that was the voice of Jim from Jim the Holograms.
Right.
Her friend had actually wrote that episode.
Oh, okay.
And she just got the biggest kick out of that.
Yeah. Because you don't see many people cosplaying that character. Yeah.
And well, not little kids.
Not little kids.
But it's fun because they'd got into superheroes a little bit. They're not as much. They're reading a lot, which I'm really proud of that. I mean, they're excellent readers. Voracious, actually. Kaylee will destroy a book. I mean, she's costing me a fortune in books, which I gladly pay, but you know, thank goodness for McKay's.
Right.
But like right now they're into like the magical animal stories, things of that nature. Right. So I'm kind of hoping they come back around to superheroes. But it's one of those things that was their introduction. They started out with stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting how it starts for different people. You know, it's just what sparks them, you know. And I was thinking that was a neat thing with this episode. You know, some more guys that talked about on Facebook, Perfect Bat.
He was probably a Star Wars guy.
He said, I saw Star Wars in 1978 at a drive-in. That's cool.
That's cool.
That's cool, man. And let's see, Eric Charles, one of our fans, he says that's ridiculously hard to answer. He says, so what his thing, and he's talking about the Karate Kid, which...
Wax on, wax off.
Yeah, which again is sort of a jock movie, but not necessarily. A lot of people...
Danielson was a mean guy. He had anger issues. He's starting a lot of crap.
A lot of people like this stuff, and I like that kind of stuff too, right? But, and then he talks about X-Men cartoon and also the Power Rangers, but in video games as well. But now Eric was talking about a lot of these things mixed together, and I commented back to him, and it was interesting that movies of that era really pushed that too.
We had
the best.
The 80s was the best decade. You cannot change my mind.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
And sorry, all you 90s kids, you're second best. The 80s was an incredibly... It was a magical time.
Well, yeah, and that helped fuel that within us, and I think that's kind of what we wanted to talk about a little bit today was how that how we got where we are, where we like the stuff that we do, you know.
Well, I think it goes back to, like you've said before on other episodes, is we liked what we liked, and we didn't care that nobody else didn't like it.
No,
and now it's funny because everybody likes it, and it's like. Right. When you see 80-year-old grandpas running around with a Captain America T-shirt on, well, you're right. Like,
right, yeah,
huh,
yeah, yeah. I mean,
it's cool. Don't get me wrong, but I'm like, huh,
yeah, yeah. It's like what? You go to the mall and there's multiple stores that sell
everybody. I mean, stuff. You get it at Walmart,
yeah,
and not in just the kids section. You know, with the little, for like little kids, it's. Adult sections,
right?
And it's the women's section, and it's not just, well, that's just the boys, they like stuff like that. I mean, girls, the ladies really enjoy it, and it's neat because it's a different perspective, and we might have to have some of them on the show, and kind of get their take. But it's neat the fact that there is something for everybody, whether it be something like My Little Pony,
mm-hmm.
or Transformers. It's all over the place. And if you like it, okay, cool.
Yeah. And it all falls into...
It's just nice now that you can find it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, used to we had the one store that would...
So, when you listen to this episode, I know we kind of just rambled on, but it's nice to reminisce that kind of stuff. Think back, see if you can remember when your first touch in that world and what set that off and who helped you get there.
Let us know.
Let us know.
Curious.
Who helped you get there? And, if they're still with us, then thank them. And if they're not, then you can thank
them.
Remember them in a way, because I'm grateful for, like dad encouraging my like in Star Wars and Star Trek that got me going down that path, because when we were young, it wasn't necessarily cool to like that kind of stuff.
That makes me think I've got to give a shout out to my cousin Rhonda.
Yeah.
Because she would always take us to stuff like, if there was a movie like that, she would take, and we'd go over to East Town.
Heck yeah.
Back in the day.
It's an Amazon distribution center now. It's not even there anymore.
But she would always, because she was a little bit older than us and she could drive.
So
she would always kind of chauffeur us around to stuff like that. And, it was one of those things I appreciate her putting up with us.
Yes, yeah.
I see her all the time now.
Yeah.
We'll talk about stuff like that every once in a while. But, that was really cool on her part, you know, because me and my sister, one of her friends, one of my friends, and, you know, you're going to put up with those all day at the mall, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know.
But, hey, man.
That's what you got to do. You got to encourage the next generation.
That's right. Just like we were. So think back and think about what, and we want to hear those stories, man. We definitely want to hear those stories. And, again, like we always say, show ideas. Give us some show ideas. I'm working on a couple on location things.
We've got some stuff coming up. Yeah.
I don't know if we mentioned it before. That we are official, have a table at the Fanboy in Knoxville. Wes has it in his hand, smacking the microphone.
Smacking the microphone, so we apologize.
I don't have time for that.
We are going to be at Fanboy. We're going to have a booth. There's a big old sign. You cannot miss it.
Wes got a gigantic sign with a QR code on it. Takes you to Buzzsprout.
So you can get all of our information. You can come by and hang out. You can pick up some swag, whatever. You can check out the Teespring store. Pick up some swag, and we'll send it straight to your house.
Yeah, we'll do that for sure. Yeah, we like that. I wanted to pull up something here real quick off of our the Facebook page real quick, because I wanted to thank, you know, we asked for some reviews, and I wanted to thank some people for that. Let's see, we got some review here. Mr. Finger, Adam Finger, one of our friends, said, one of the best all-around podcasts out there for the excited kid, for all things nerdy, still inside these sore and out of shape bodies. They constantly make things grumpy old man laugh, cry, and maybe the good old, and remember the good old days. An hour I look forward to every week. Thank you so much for that, Adam. That was really nice, man. And we've got some more reviews, and we'll read those on some other episodes too. But that's what we want, man. That's what we want. We like it when somebody tells us.
It makes Chad happy when we get engagement on social media.
Yeah, I mean, because that's it's a big family. That's what we want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what we want. So, but yeah, man, tonight, wrestling.
We got wrestling.
Wrestling. We're going to go down there.
I don't know if it is going to be wrestling or is it going to be sports entertainment?
I think it's sports entertainment, but it'll still be wrestling, and you'll be okay. I promise you'll be all right.
If not, there'll be a rant coming, folks. Be ready.
Of course you will. So thank you guys for listening, and until next time, this is the Old Bald Man Chad with Redneck Wes.
Yeehaw.
Hey, everybody, we're super excited that we now have our variant cover of Rich Davis's issue one of Prometheus in Chains. It's an exclusive cover, only 100 issues available. We have those for sale. They're going to go fast, so if you want one, reach out to us. You can send us a payment of $20 to our PayPal, which is nerdyoldmenpodcast@gmail.com. That's nerdyoldmenpodcast@gmail.com.